Please sit down. I'm going to ask the team to come. They know who they are. So, we've heard how many people are involved in getting a slice of bread that Naomi can take a big bite out of. There's the mum and dad, the grocer, the baker, the miller, the farmer. And what I want us to think about at this stage is, what kind of people work around here or work around where you live? So I'm going to give each team one first. Police commissioner and instrument artificer. Now then, so Matt, you get one from your side. Put your hand up if you want to name somebody who works around here or works around where you live. One kind of person. Anyone? John?
Undertaker.
Right, yeah. Just across the road there.
Doctor.
Okay, doctor. Right, anyone? Put your hand up this side if you've got... Jane? Oh.
Dustman.
Dustman, yeah. Okay, this side.
Butcher.
Butcher. Right. Okay, this side.
Fireman.
Fireman, that side. And this side. Matthew there. Matthew.
Bus driver.
Bus driver, great. Now it's going to get difficult. Audrey and Matt are going to switch the microphones off, and I'm going to give them 40 seconds to go around and get as many different occupations as possible from their side of the room. When that 40 seconds is up, they'll have another 40 seconds to go to their team partner here and write as many of them down as possible. And the one that's side that's got the most is the winner. 40 seconds starting now. Okay, so would you like to just read out some of the people on your list? Read them all out.
Okay, police commissioner, undertaker, dustman, fireman, mechanic, florist, teacher, baker, software developer, engineer, solicitor, curate, shop worker. So we didn't get vicar this time, we did last time. Lollipop lady, doctor, nurse.
Right, and this side?
Instrument artificer, doctor, butcher, bus driver, teacher, TA, carer, computer programmer, nurse. Taxi driver and hairdresser. And
okay, count up.
16.
You've got 16. How many do you have?
Only 11.
11. This side wins resoundingly. And can I just say, if you're professional, what you do is named there, come to the front just for a moment. I'm not going to ask you to do or say anything. So come forward. If you've been named there, that's it. So I know we've got teachers and nurses and doctors and what else have we got? Gillian?
Teacher.
Teacher, yeah, another teacher, of course. Richard?
Programmer.
Computer programmer. Engineer. You see, it takes all kinds of people for a community to work. Everybody doing different jobs, all doing their part to help and make the community a place where we can live safely, where we can live well, for the community to work as a community. So thank you. Thank you to everyone. Thank you. Let's bow our heads for a short prayer. Heavenly Father, may the words of my lips and the thoughts and responses of all our hearts and lives be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
So I'm going to ask a few people if they'd mind just coming to standing at the front. I'll tell you who it is in a moment. And just to stand here while I talk. You don't have to do anything or say anything. So could I have someone, if you put your hand up, if you're under 10 years old and you're willing to come to the front. Okay, come on then. Stand there. What if you are between 10 and 20 years old? Anyone between 10 and 20 who's willing to come to the front? There's Ben. Thank you. Anyone between 20 and 30? 20 and 30? Yeah, Rosie. Thank you. Okay, it's beginning to get delicate now. Anyone between 30 and 40, preferably a man this time. Oh, so, well, we'll have two of you then, that's fine. Anyone between, now, where are we now, 40 and 50? Right, thank you, Chris. 50 and 60? Ah, Richard, yes, thank you. I think 60 and 70. And my contemporary, 70 and 80. 70. Oh, thank you. You surprised me. I didn't think. But anyway, go on. Such a charmer. 80 and 90. 80 and 90.
Graham,
thank you. Now then, we had three possible 90 to 100s at the previous service, but looking round, have we got any 90 to 100s? No?
Oh.
Huh? I had to get shoulder, yeah. If you can stand on, one of you can stand on the other's shoulders, yeah? So that's great. Look, we've got a whole variety of people here. And that just shows that the church is made up of all kinds of people. Just as it takes a lot of different people to produce a loaf of bread, just as it takes a lot of people to make a community work, so it takes a lot of different people to make a church work. Paul.
Reading from 1 Corinthians 3, starting at verse 5, sorry. After all, who is Apollos and who is Paul? We are simply God's servants by whom you were led to believe. Each one of us does the work which the Lord gave him to do. I sowed the seed. Apollos watered the plant. But it was God who made the plant grow. The one who sows and the one who waters really do not matter. It is God who matters because he makes the plant grow. There is no difference between the man who sows and the man who waters. God will reward each one according to the work he has done. For we are partners working together for God, and you are God's field.
Thank you. And just as it took all these people to make the loaf of bread, but the loaf of bread wouldn't have appeared unless God had been at work, so it is with the church. Each one of us has got something to do for God, and yet it is something that will not happen unless God is at work through us. So we have something to do that God won't do without us, each one of us, and yet which we cannot do without God. Now, when we become part of God's family, we have got work to do, and it's hard work. You know, some people think, well, you know, actually, Vicar, it's all about Jesus and what Jesus has done for me. And so it is. We become part of God's family simply by trusting in what Jesus has done for us on the cross, where he made it possible for us to be forgiven, where he made it possible for us to become part of God's family, where he made it possible for us to be reconciled, to be brought back to God. And for that to happen, we simply have to trust what God has done. But, you know, it's not like going into a waiting room, you know, a departure lounge, once that happens, and thinking, oh, well, what shall I do in the meantime? Shall I read a book? Shall I read a magazine? Maybe I'll go to the bar and have a bit of fun while I'm waiting. It's not a departure lounge once we become part of God's family. We've got work to do. One of the verses that really has meant a lot to us at St. Barnabas over the years is, unless the Lord builds a house, the builder's work is in vain. Now, just imagine a building site like the one over there in Clareville, and just imagine all the bricks are there in their piles, and the diggers are there, and all the wood's there to make the floors and the roofs and everything else. All the material's there, and the workers say, oh, that's nice, we'll have a cup of tea while God builds it. Wouldn't work, would it? The building wouldn't go up. And likewise with us, we can't just sit back and wait for God to do things. God expects us to be involved with him in doing those things. And each one of us has got something to do for him. And just as all these people, the mum and dad, the grocer, the baker, the miller, all these people had work to do, and it would never have happened without God. So it is with us. When we work with God and for God, we find that things happen that could not be explained by our effort alone and can only be explained by God being at work through us. Things like people finding forgiveness, things like the atmosphere in our place of work or our school class or our neighbourhood changes for the better. Things like people are far more generous towards others than they would be were it not for God. And these things happen because God is at work with his people and through his people. So God works with us, and there are some things that each of us has got something to do for God. And God won't do them without us, and we can't do them without God. So what we should be doing is discovering what it is God is asking us to do. What's God asking me to do? And then just letting God work with us and seeing what God can bring through that. And when that happens, our influence grows. We see the kingdom of God showing itself in various places. We see lives changed and transformed. We see the church grow. If your occupation was read out there, come forward. If you put your hand up at any stage and didn't come forward, come forward. So we see the church grow if people work with God. So come on, let's come on forward, those who were already forward, those whose occupations were named there. See, as we work with God, God helps the church grow. And the church is made up of all kinds of people, engineers and doctors and students and people who have retired, people who are still waiting for their career to begin. God works with all kinds of people, and that's an amazing thing. And although we're a whole variety of people, God is also at work, if we will work with him, to change each one of us. And he will change us to become more and more like Jesus. Paul's going to read another verse, a couple of verses.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. See, against such things there is no law.
Those kind of things, no patience, huh? Those kind of things will grow in us if we allow God to make those changes in us. So God will, if we work with God, his kingdom will grow. His church will grow, we will grow, if we will just work with God, but work with him. So, thank you very much, everyone. And go on. It's okay, I had something else to say, but don't worry. So thank you, everyone, for your help. And maybe each of us should be thinking and praying about what God wants us to do. What does God want me to do today? What does God want me to do this week? What does God want me to do with my life? And commit ourselves to working with God and letting God do those things that we cannot do in our own strength, and it will not happen unless God is at work in and through us. Amen.